Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We appreciate you being with us on the show tonight. We certainly have a lot to talk about, from the Rochester Rhinos and their 1-1 draw with USL League leaders Louisville City on Saturday. And they're back home again this coming Saturday to face the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, 6 o'clock for Golisano Children's Hospital night. And we'll talk more about that as the show moves along. And the Western New York Flash will be back in action next Saturday. And the team will be facing the Houston Dash. We hopefully will have Carly Lloyd and Morgan Bryan from the U.S. Women's National Team here in Rochester. We'll see what happens after the debacle in the Olympics, which we're certainly going to be talking about as well with Michael Lewis. He wrote a lot about that in his website, BigAppleSoccer.com. And we will have information, of course, also on international soccer. This weekend kicked off the Premier League. And there's a big match today featuring my favorite team, Chelsea, and I'm very happy. They won today 2-1. This weekend also we have the kickoff of Serie A, Italy's top flight league, and La Liga in Spain. Plus we have the semifinals and the finals of the men's and women's competition in the Olympic Games. So we'll have Dick Howard and Michael Lewis on to talk about that. Let's bring in now our host, Joe Redcard Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Pretty good, Andrew, and thank you very much. And here we are again, just across one another, talking about the game that we like so much. And certainly, you know, we're kind of disappointed that the national team that didn't do very well in Brazil. But we'll be talking about that. I certainly have a lot of comments because I watch keenly, and I never fell asleep. So that, you know, that because I was so angry and at everything that went on, and I just don't know what happened. But I compliment the Rhinos because they, you know, they came out of Louisville with a 1-1 tie, and certainly we're looking forward to the Flash coming for their last game of the season here in Rochester, I believe, right?
That's right. Next Saturday is their final home game.
For all the people that watched the Olympics and they were glued to the TV and watching and hoping for the Americans to win, some of those players, they're going to be here in Rochester. So there will be the last time that you can you can see up close and personal. So buy your ticket, come to the to the game, and enjoy yourself. Have a hot dog and a hamburger, and drink a little beer here and there, and just enjoy the game and support the game and support the team.
And there's two big charities that are being supported by the Rhinos and the Flash in the next two home games. As I mentioned a moment ago, the game on Saturday, the Rhinos taking on the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. It's Golisano Children's Hospital night, sponsored by our friends at News 10 NBC, which you can hear right here on WYSL. We just heard them just before our show. $5 from every $15 midfield ticket will be donated to Golisano Children's Hospital. If you go to the website at rhinosoccer.com and use the promo code CHILDREN, all spelled in capital letters, you can get that deal. Or you can call Pat Crum at the Rhinos office. He'll take good care of you. I worked with him last year when I was with the Rhinos. Definitely a guy who can get your information and get your tickets through him. It's 585-454-3000, extension 114. Or you can email him at pcrumb, that's C-R-P as in Paul or P as in Patrick, C-R-U-M-B at rhinosoccer.com to place your order for Golisano Children's Hospital night taking place this Saturday. It's also Rex's birthday. That's always a very fun night to bring the whole family out to Rhino Stadium to see all the mascots who are going to be there to celebrate Rex's birthday. And this year, they're also going to have some very special guests. Some of the favorite superheroes are going to be flying or driving or, I don't know, they might be swimming if it's Aquaman.
No.
They'll be coming to Rhino Stadium. So if you got all you kids out there, tell your parents to help you get dressed up as your favorite superhero on Saturday to help celebrate Rex's birthday. It's always a lot of fun, and of course, the Rhinos taking on the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. That's always a very exciting and very intense match between these two bitter rivals.
And certainly, and I want to point out to our listener that the Rhinos and the Western New York Flash are committed to provide help for kids that are in the hospital, like the Golisano organization, and so. You know, they're doing a lot of good things, and to support the charitable organization, to support the kids, the kids, they support the Breast Cancer Society, and coming game, the Flash going to be wearing pink, and they're going to auction their shirt after that. And all the money is going to go to the Breast Cancer Society of Rochester. So it's you know, it's worthy, it's commendable, and the only thing that we need to do, and what we're trying to do, Andrew and I, is to stress the importance of support for those two organizations that are doing so much in our community as far as helping other people, helping kids, and help in research for women breast cancer. So I believe that if you live in today's society, you know how important that is. You know how important it is to have the Golisano organization provide for the kids and do research. And then you know very well that one of the women worst fear is breast cancer. So, and Western New York Flash are committed to support them.
And the charity that the Flash are working with this year is the Cancer Couch, and they are a charity that supports the research for metastatic breast cancer. You can check them out at thecancercouch.com is their website. And also you can get a package deal. There's just still a few of them left. For a T-shirt and a general admission ticket for the match for $20, order as soon as you can to guarantee the size you want. I don't know if there's actually how many are left, but go to the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. Also going on is a special 3v3 tournament for under 18 or under 14 boys and under 14 girls, so 8 to 14 boys and girls. Maximum six players with no goalie. You can play before the match at Rhino Stadium. Proceeds will go to Camp Good Days, part of the proceeds, and they get a T-shirt and tickets for each player. You can register by going to WNYFlash.com. So, again, lots of things going on in the next couple weeks here in Rochester. And we also want to mention that we are going to have a special guest tonight. Just got confirmation that Rhino's leading scorer, Christian Valesky, will be joining us at 7 o'clock tonight to talk about the Louisville match where he scored the Rhino's goal in the 1-1 draw and the upcoming match on Saturday against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. So we're very happy to welcome Christian Valesky back to the show. Andrew, we're going to be talking more about the Olympic Games and what happened with the women's national team. I actually listened to part of the game on the radio because I was out of town this past weekend.
I watched it.
And I was listening to the penalty kicks, and I'm like, when Hope Solo made that save, I thought, oh, they're actually going to win the penalty kick shootout. And then when I heard that Christian Press skied her penalty kick, which, you know, Messi did the same thing against Chile in the Copa America final. So, you know,
it happens with the best.
It happens. And there's nothing you can do. When it's a penalty kick, it comes down to it's a crapshoot. I guess the question is, should it have come down to penalty kicks in the first place? And we're still going to talk with Michael Lewis about that. I have my own thoughts. I think that there were some decisions made about the lineup that should not have been made.
Well, not only that, but I think that the goal that they called back, you know, for offside was not that, Kalilou scored. There was not an offside goal. So we'll talk with Mike about that. And we'll talk to Dick about that as well. So I think that, I want to congratulate Canada because they did pretty well against their fall.
Well, and they're going to rematch now with Germany. It's interesting with the women's national team matches, the world in the Olympic Games, it's rematches of group stage matches. Brazil will face Sweden, and they beat them badly, 5-1 the first time around, and Canada beat Germany 2-1 in their group stage match. They will face each other in the semifinals. And it turns out, Joe, and I'll talk about this with Dick, we could see Brazil and Germany play in both finals after, of course, what happened in the World Cup 2 years ago. It would certainly could be vindication for the Brazilians if they can beat the Germans, if it comes down to that, on the men's and the women's side. Yep. So very interesting.
Very, very interesting.
As Artie Johnson used to say, yeah. As we're dating ourselves here. You can see laughing, I guess, on tape now. But anyway, the matches coming up in the Olympics will be Tuesday. The women and the men will play on Wednesday, and then the gold medal matches and the bronze medal matches. There will be two matches because you have to determine who wins the bronze medal if
exactly.
Whichever team loses, as Canada won the bronze medal in the Olympics 4 years ago.
I think they'll repeat themselves.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. Brazil will play Honduras in the men's side, and Honduras give them a lot of credit. They're a CONCACAF's representative in the men's side Olympic tournament. Germany will play Nigeria, who certainly have had great success in the Olympics in the past, so there'll be some good matches there on the men's side as well. So let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk with Dick Howard about the Olympics. We'll talk about the Premiership, and we'll talk about Serie A and La Liga, who start up this weekend here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash return from the Olympic break and play their final home match of the season on Saturday, August 27th at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. Internationals Morgan Bryan and FIFA World Player of the Year Carly Lloyd. It's the annual Project Pink match where the Flash will wear special pink jerseys that will be auctioned off after the match, with the proceeds going to support metastatic breast cancer research through the Cancer Couch. Get your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK or go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore! Doors.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back home this Saturday, August 20th at 6 p.m. to take on Pittsburgh on Golisano Children's Hospital Night, supporting the hospital's Give the Kids campaign. Bring the entire family to meet all of your favorite mascots and superheroes at the match. Midfield tickets for Saturday's match are only $15, with $5 going to Golisano Children's Hospital. Purchase your tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com and use the promo code CHILDREN. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. The website is davidolivodmd.com, or you can give the office a call at 328-3382 to get a consultation, make an appointment to get your teeth cleaned, get everything checked out with your mouth and your gums. And we highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his practice here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Joe and I both go to see him, and I got to go in a couple weeks, so hopefully I'll have no cavities.
I just went.
No cavities?
No cavities.
Of course, because you take good care of your teeth.
Exactly.
That's when somebody else takes good care of his teeth and the rest of himself as well. Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, how's
I
it going,
wish I
Dick?
I looked like him.
You know, I know where I need to go if I get to any dentistry situation. I'll have to drive down to Rochester.
I'm sure we can fix you up.
Well, Dick, I'm very happy after today's result. And, boy, if it's today's
indication...
I
thought you would be, Andrew Battisti. Jeez, left it late.
Yeah, but Chelsea was in control of the match most of the game. It was West Ham got a lucky goal off of a bounce on a corner kick, but Costa with the game-winning goal in the 89th minute. But I was very happy with the animation that Antonio Conte showed on the sideline, especially after the game-winning goal.
He was certainly smiling a lot, wasn't he? Yeah,
Morton's
it's going to be very interesting
around,
in the course of the season to see the antics of the managers on the touchline.
Well, in England, they're not used to that. Am I right? The coaches, they are very serious, but Antonio Conte is very animated, and he plays the game along with the players, on the sideline. Dick, are you there?
He's playing the game just as he was himself, but it reminded me a little bit of the game, the Manchester City-Sunderland game. Again, Manchester City total control, but Sunderland, during Defoe, got the goal and made it 1-1, and then another late goal, and David Moyes was unhappy at the end of that game. So, all pairs after that game between Arsenal and Liverpool, guys. Wasn't that something to behold?
Wow. What a result. If you didn't see it, it was Arsenal 3, Liverpool 4. I don't remember the last time that Petr Cech gave up four goals in one game, but they were all certainly worth it. They were very great goals by Liverpool. But Arsenal, they didn't give up. Even when they were 4-1 down at home, they made a match of it and nearly stole a point.
It should have been a 4-4 tie because they missed a penalty kick. Vignolet hadn't made the save, it would have been a 4-4 tie. But, it was an amazing game. I think the opening goal for Liverpool started the rot, and four unanswered goals The inexperience in the back, wasn't there, with the defending, and you can't give time and space to good players that Liverpool have got. But the interesting point I noted after that game, guys, Petr Cech leaving the Emirates after the game, pranged his car on the sidewalk and had a minor car accident. So whether he was upset about the game or not, I don't know. But some reports say he almost totaled his car, which...
Oh, boy.
Probably is a late model car, and I didn't identify it.
Well, that certainly was a surprise result, because you wouldn't think Arsenal would give up four goals at home. And it's something that, you know, that hardly ever happens. And there was talk on ESPN. They were saying, you know, has Arsenal's time and Arsene Wenger's style of play gone by the wayside? Has it maybe gone to a different type of a match and a different type of style in England now with all the new players and the new coaches? And mm-hmm. Wenger's style, of course, very controlled, very possession-oriented. Has that maybe... gone by the wayside?
Yeah, well, it's certainly a bit of a reality check, but let's, you know, discount the fact that he did have a lot of players off injured, especially central defenders, and the youngsters that came in. You know, it's difficult with the pressures that's on them, but it was a great game to watch. That was the bottom line, as was, you know, Bournemouth-Manchester United, another game where one of the favoured teams came through in convincing fashion. But again, the opening goal, I think, decided it. Poor pass back, and Man U take advantage and go on to win quite handily 3-1.
And they're top of the table by goal difference, the only team to win by two goals. And, of course, the other big surprise was the first game of the season. And the team that was in total disarray, and we didn't think they only just 13 first-team players, Hull City defeated the defending champions Leicester City 2-1, and a wonder goal at the end of the first half, a dual penalty or a dual bicycle kick, I guess you would call it, and Leicester loses their first game, and now they have to face a game on Saturday, the highlight game of the weekend, Leicester hosting Arsenal, two teams that lost their first game, the top two teams from last season. This becomes a very big match now.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And we talk about it time and time again, about the upset, the things that happen, and nobody would have thought that Hull would have a chance with all the problems they have with, you know, temporary coach in charge, absence of players, you know, they haven't made any big signings, and they get that kind of result, but tremendous. The other game, of course, I have to comment on Everton-Tottenham. Fair result, probably, at the end of the day, and I think both teams will be happy with that one.
By the way, Leicester-Arsenal will be on CNBC because of the Olympic coverage, and Joyner was chomping at the bit to talk about Serie A, because they kick off this weekend.
Well, no, you know, I do, but... certainly a lot of good signing in Serie A. We say adios to Berlusconi and we welcome, you know, the Chinese, you know, to Italy now that they're in complete control of AC Milan. You know, and what a disappointment that really is, because Berlusconi has been the forte of Italian soccer, and now he's going to, you know, he sold all his interest, and the Chinese, they really want to completely control, so they can call their own shot, do whatever they want to do, and stay away from the Italian politics, I believe. So that's one thing, you know. Higuain, of course, Juventus made a tremendous signing by having him, but they give away a lot. You know, they lost a couple players.
Pogba.
That he was the, you know, and they don't have Marquisio, so they are looking to reinforce their midfield. So
Juventus must be laughing at the Paul Pogba situation, Joe. Right?
Yeah, they got.
He goes in 2012 for £1.5 million to Juve from Manchester United, and then 4 years later, £89 million. Pounds, world record.
Yep, 118 million.
Unbelievable.
American dollars. So anyway, I just we got Crotone coming up, but you know, on the Serie A, and it's a little town in Calabria. And what an honor it really is.
I think that's a great story, Joe, about FC Crotone, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, unbelievable. Much like it was many years ago.
The pride of Calabria. You must be very pleased to see this kind of situation happening.
Definitely, because the northern part of Italy doesn't consider much the lower part of Italy. They wanna divide. They wanna from Rome and up. They wanna be a different country, and from Rome down, they wanna.
It's a miracle, really. You know, they got a small stadium, just under 10,000. Most of the players are loan players, free agents, homegrown players. And I applaud the presidente of FC Crotone, put in a bid. He would like to sign and have play for him this season, Mario Balotelli.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is interesting.
Wouldn't that be something if that happened?
Sassuolo is also interested in Balotelli, but Liverpool has to drop their price.
No, let him play for Crotone, you know, and make it interesting.
That would be something
I think it's going to be a tough season for them this year, but... certainly wish them well first appearance in the Serie A.
And if Mario went to either one of those two teams, just like I was telling Andrew before, it might make him a better person, because he needs to assume and put the team on his shoulder, and he's got to have a little bit more humility in order to, you know, to prove himself that he is a good player. And do away with his antics on and off the field. So, but you know, the question that I want to ask you, it's about you know, Hope Solo. As a goalkeeper, that you know the importance of the thing. What do you think happened to her? Do you think that the chant and all the thing that you know they did to her affected her game?
Sorry, Joe, I couldn't hear you, the last part.
No, do you think that the chant that they had against her in Brazil because of the, you know, because of the thing that she did with the Zika thing, do you think that it really affected her game, that, you know, the ball went through her legs and then she, you know, that's unheard? I mean, that's, you know, on their level, that thing doesn't happen. And then, you know, her play. What did you think overall of her play? Dick, can you hear us?
We have some technical problems here, I think, with the line. But so, the whole thing with Hope Solo, I mean, it's done, unfortunately. But I think, Jake, you're more important. I think you're more concerned about what's going to happen with Canada. They've got a real chance at a gold medal in the Olympic Games.
Amazing story, isn't it? The only team that's won every game so far in the women's tournament. I think it's tremendous, and obviously I'm sure many Brazilians would love to have Brazil playing in the final against Germany in both the men's tournament and the women's tournament, because they'd hopefully wreak some revenge for that 7-1 defeat in World Cup 2014. But it could be, you know, Brazil-Nigeria final in the men. You know, the Nigerian team, I saw them in 96 in Atlanta. They won the gold medal, and they beat Brazil in getting to the final where they beat Argentina. But certainly a lot of the interest, of course, in Canada is with the Canadian women's team. They've already beaten Germany in the group games, but it's going to be a very tough game. I expect Brazil to beat Sweden, but Canada against Germany, they'll have to raise their game again if they want to get into the final to play the host country.
Well, Brazil came very close to losing to Australia. They got to go all the way to penalties. And Marta missed. We talk about Christian Press missing a penalty, Messi missing in the Copa America. Marta missed a penalty against Australia, but they
exactly
managed to go through.
Two fabulous saves by the goalkeeper, Barbara. You know, I thought Hope Solo should take some advice from her watching that to stop penalty kicks.
It's going to be very interesting to see if Brazil can go through with the women's game. They said is already a sellout at the Maracanã, so it's going to be an incredible environment. The Brazilian fans will certainly be behind both those teams. I think the Brazilian Olympic teams have not done so well, considering they're the host. They've only won, I think, less than about half a dozen medals. But if the men's and women's soccer teams can win their respective tournaments, I think they won't care if they win another medal in the whole Olympics.
It would be amazing. And as you rightly mentioned, Andrew, the atmosphere in the Maracana will be unbelievable. Having said, you know, being in that stadium for the World Cup final, but with Brazil in the World or an Olympic final, even better.
Well, we'll see what happens. The women play tomorrow, and the men will play Wednesday, and then this weekend will be later in the week will be the gold medal and bronze medal matches. So we'll be certainly watching those very closely. We're watching the kickoff of Serie A, which starts on Friday. Also, La Liga will kick off on Friday. We'll be seeing certainly Barcelona, Atletico, and Real Madrid fighting it out for the title, as they do seemingly every year. So, Dick, thanks very much for being with us, as always, and we'll. Good luck to Canada on the weekend.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Dick. It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick in the International Report every week on the show. When we come back, we'll be joined by our special guest, the leading scorer for the Rochester Rhinos this season, Christian Valesky, here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash return from the Olympic break and play their final home match of the season on Saturday, August 27th at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. Internationals Morgan Bryan and FIFA World Player of the Year Carly Lloyd. It's the annual Project Pink match, where the Flash will wear special pink jerseys that will be auctioned off after the match, with the proceeds going to support metastatic breast cancer research through the Cancer Couch. Get your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK or go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosia, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back home this Saturday, August 20th at 6 p.m. to take on Pittsburgh on Golisano Children's Hospital Night, supporting the hospital's Give the Kids campaign. Bring the entire family to meet all of your favorite mascots and superheroes at the match. Midfield tickets for Saturday's match are only $15, with $5 going to Golisano Children's Hospital. Purchase your tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com and use the promo code CHILDREN. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and the Rochester Rhinos are home this Saturday night to take on the Pittsburgh Riverhounds on Golisano Children's Hospital Night. Again, you can get $15 side or midfield tickets, and $5 of those, the proceeds will go to the Golisano Children's Hospital. Let's talk about all things Rhinos. This is our guest right now. Rhinos leading scorer this season, Christian Valesky, and Christian's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. It's also Rex's birthday. The mascots will all be in attendance, and even some special superheroes might make an appearance as well. Fly in, drive in, swim in, who knows. But if you want to dress up as your favorite superhero to help celebrate Rex's birthday, all the kids out there certainly do that. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or going to rhinosoccer.com. Christian, how's things going?
Hey, Andrew. Things are going pretty well. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. And how I've heard that you spent the day relaxing out on the boat fishing. How did you catch anything good?
I actually was shore fishing down in the Lower Falls Park. I actually caught a couple catfish and smallmouth bass as well. I like to get out there and spend at least one day a week out fishing.
Very relaxing. It's good therapy. Joe, you should take that up.
I don't know how to fish, and I don't know how to swim, so that would be a bad combination.
That's for sure. But Christian, it's good.
And I don't like to touch worms either.
There you go. Better just stay on dry ground, Joe. Well, Christian, it was obviously a big match on Saturday for the Rhinos down in Louisville against the league leaders, and you guys had control of the match, much of it, especially in the first half when your goal put the team ahead 1-0, and fortunately Louisville tied the match late on for a 1-1 draw. How did the team feel after the match? I know you guys wanted to get the 3 points. What, were you satisfied with the performance?
I would say we had much more to give as a team. I don't think we played as well as we think we could have, but games like this will help us mature as a group. We just have to find a way to get 3 points moving forward. I think we played pretty well the last 4 or 5 games. So moving forward, I think games like this will help us out. We just have to make sure we get the 3 points that we want and we need moving forward, so.
Christian, you know, you have scored 8 goals so far this year. You equal your output for this year. Certainly, you find yourself more free in the field. Are you able to roam the way you want to do it? Is that one of the strategies that the coach is using to allow you to do whatever you want to do on the field, as long you so you can have the freedom of shoot from wherever you are, whatever angles you are? Am I correct in this assessment?
I wouldn't necessarily say do whatever I want. We play within a system. Every player has a duty to play within the system, and Coach probably does a great job of giving us a game plan. It's our job to execute this game plan, and he's given us everything we need to be successful this year. It's just up to the players to mature a bit and find a way to get 3 points moving forward. And from my perspective, I'm doing what I can. I'm fortunate to get the opportunity that I do, but it's not all about that. We just want to find ways to win as a team.
But one of the things that I really want to ask you is this. You know, a game plan, for sure, the coach prepares your guys very well. But once you're on the field, I mean, every player has to accustom to the condition on the field and necessarily do what needs to be done in order to move the ball forward, keep the ball on the ground, or pass the ball in the air to a taller player. you know, you can have all the best game plan that you want, but that game plan goes away once the player, as a player, you step on the field, and you're beginning to sweat, and you begin to run, and you believe, you know, there is no magic that anybody can pull from the sideline to make you perform to what was said. I mean, certainly the thing is to attack and defend, you know, that's the job of having 11 players on the field. I mean, just because you're a forward, you're not going to stay and you know, and the attacking zone and don't defend when the other team attacks.
Is there a question there somewhere, Joe?
Yeah. No. My question is that once you go on the field, you know, you have to do what needs to be done and what you know how to do.
Yeah, of course. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a player's game. We all know as players, we trust what a coach is giving us, what kind of game plan he's giving us. And I'd say 99% of the time, he's spot on with the assessments and how the game's going to go. He gives us the game plan, the map, what it's going to look like. And like you said, it's just up to us players to execute it within the system. And we've had plenty of opportunities to execute. We just kind of grow up as a team and mature and find ways to make these ties, turn them into wins. Because we've been in many games this season. It's just up to us to finish them out and find ourselves in a good spot in the playoffs coming up here.
Well, this Saturday is a big match against Pittsburgh Riverhounds, team that the Rhinos have played twice and beaten twice this season. And it's an important match, Christian, because after this one you have three in a row on the road, including trips to Cincinnati, who will probably have 20,000 people in the stands, and down to face the Charleston Battery on Labor Day weekend. Sandwiched in there is also a match at Wilmington. So a lot of traveling and a lot of road games coming up after this one on Saturday. So this one, getting the 3 points is paramount for the Rhinos to continue moving forward toward the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we don't like to look too far ahead. We're going to look to this Saturday, home game against Pittsburgh, and it's an absolute must that we get 3 points, and that's all we're looking at. And after that game, we'll look at the next game. But as of now, we're gonna get ready for Pittsburgh and put our best lineup on the field and see what we can do.
Yeah. One last thing I want to ask you. This season, you've been pretty healthy this year, and so is Steven Dos Santos, your strike partner, and you guys have really gotten to know each other this season as being your second season, each of you on the Rhinos. Has the chemistry really begun to develop now where you know what he's going to be doing and he knows what you're going to be doing up top?
Yeah, you know, it kind of clicked for us the past 5-6 games. We've been working at it in training day in and day out. I mean, on the field during games, we kind of have a sixth sense for each other. We're starting to realize where each player likes the ball, our tendencies and everything else. So as long as we just keep working at it, I think we're going to be fine attacking wise going through the rest of the season. But it's been good between me and Steven. We just got to keep working at it, and I think we'll be fine.
Well, this coming Saturday, 6 p.m., the Rochester Rhinos will host the Pittsburgh Riverhounds on Golisano Children's Hospital Night. Great chance for you to donate to a great cause for Golisano Children's Hospital. And bring the kids, bring the whole family for Rex's birthday. It's always a great family celebration, and it should be a big crowd for the game on Saturday, Christian, for you guys against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. So we wish you good luck, and we'll see you on Saturday.
All right, guys. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Christian. It's Rochester Rhinos leading scorer Christian Valesky here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. So, again, come out to Rhinos Stadium this coming Saturday. Come a little early. Get some food. Bring the kids out to meet all the mascots from all the different local colleges and professional teams. And meet your favorite superheroes as well. I don't know if Superman or Batman or Spider-Man will be there. We'll see what happens. Coming up next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we'll have Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll get his thoughts on the U.S. Women's National Team at the Olympics and all the fallout from that. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
The Rhinos are Rochester Rhinos are back home this Saturday, August 20th at 6 p.m. to take on Pittsburgh on Golisano Children's Hospital Night, supporting the hospital's Give the Kids campaign. Bring the entire family to meet all of your favorite mascots and superheroes at the match. Midfield tickets for Saturday's match are only $15, with $5 going to Golisano Children's Hospital. Purchase your tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com and use the promo code CHILDREN. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of Your Choice Auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Western New York Flash return from the Olympic break and play their final home match of the season on Saturday, August 27th at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. Internationals Morgan Bryan and FIFA World Player of the Year Carly Lloyd. It's the annual Project Pink match where the Flash will wear special pink jerseys that will be auctioned off after the match, with the proceeds going to support metastatic breast cancer research through the Cancer Couch. Get your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK or go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Faber Homes, owned by the Iacovangelo family. If you want to get the a new home for yourself, a place to go, and check out his Faber Homes. We appreciate all of their support here on our show for many, many, many years now. The number to call is 889-4840 or go to faberhomes.com. Joe, I know without Bernie and the family, you know, we wouldn't be here right now.
You know, one of the you know, in life you meet a lot of people that are sports oriented and they're willing to help the whole community at large. And Bernie Iacovangelo's and the Iacovangelo's family are those kind of people. They not only help in sports, but they help in other situations, in churches and charitable organizations. So kudos to them and many, many thanks to Bernie.
Now let's bring in Michael Lewis now. Michael, how's things going?
I'm very well, thank you. Taking a few days of R&R in Roxbury
New York with my wife, Joy, taking it easy, but still following the soccer scene from many miles away.
Well, it's always good to get a little bit of a break. I said I was off at a wedding this past weekend, my cousin over in Ohio, so it was... I also knew that there was going to be a delay in that Columbus-New York City FC match because we got rain, monsoon-like rain, most of the weekend in Akron, so it wasn't too far away. But we'll leave the New York City FC for a second. But I want to talk about, of course, the Olympics, and you wrote a number of things on BigAppleSoccer.com about Hope Solo and her comments after the Sweden match and the team in general and what happened and why the team did not do as well as many thought they would in the Olympic Games. What are you, now it's been a few days, what are your thoughts thinking back on it?
Well, you know, I just think the team's finishing across its four games, and particularly against Sweden, was not good enough, was not clinical. And it caught up to them at the end. And you've got to give Pierre Sonhaj, former U.S. coach, the coach who directed the Americans to the 2008 and 2012 Olympic gold medals, put together a great game plan, bunkering them, playing a bunker-style soccer. We've seen it happen many times. We're going to see it happen many more times in the future, not just against the U.S. women, but against, minnows against favorites. I don't want to really call Sweden minnows, but I think you know what I mean. And it's up to the team that's supposed to be on the attack, that's supposed to win the game, to find a way to solve that defense again and again. And unfortunately, the U.S. did not do it. And this is a concern. It's tough not to have someone like a bunker breaking forward, such as Abby Wambach, who sometimes during her long career, just her presence on the field would strike fear into the hearts of opposing teams. The U.S. loses in a shootout, and it was a great strategy by Pia for Sweden, and congrats to them. Then, of course, comes Hope Solo's comments afterwards, saying that they were cowards for playing that way. And as I said, teams have devised this type of strategy before. Might not necessarily like it as a fan of the U.S. team, but if to use a cliche, if the soccer boot was on the other foot and the U.S. used that and won, against a better team, you would applaud the U.S. for that. We haven't seen the need for the U.S. to do that. So, bottom line, Hope Solo's comments were classless, should not be said in any setting, particularly at the Olympics. And I think it showed something about her true character. And I think, she is tainted. Her legacy in soccer because of that. And there have been other columnists and other writers who have said similar things, so I know I am not the only person in the boat writing about this, but it will be interesting to see how she responds to this criticism, and I think it's very legitimate criticism on the way she criticized Sweden. Sorry for the doctor's dissertation on it.
Well, that's okay, Michael. I mean, Hope Solo is Hope Solo. This is the type of woman that she is and person that she is. She wears her heart on her sleeve and she says what she means and she doesn't hold anything back. I'm more focused on the team itself and specifically Jill Ellis. I think she made some very serious mistakes in this tournament. And she did not have Carly Lloyd to bail her out like she did in the World Cup. Megan Rapinoe should not have been on this team, period. She was not fit. She was not ready to play. And her being in those two games, I think, cost the U.S. dearly. Like, she was terrible. She was absolutely awful. She should not have been out there in the first place. She played some, also played some players out of position, and I'm seriously thinking, you know, her future may be in doubt because the U.S. now has 2 years before the next World Cup to prepare, and I think a lot of the players we saw out there for the U.S. are not going to be on this team next time around. Alf Solo, Carly Lloyd, they're in their 30s now. And, you know, do they have enough left to continue at the highest level, especially considering the way the world is caught up to the United States and in the women's soccer? So, you know, there's some serious questions that have to be asked here.
No doubt about it, about Megan Rapinoe. I wrote about that, and I used an example in the quarterfinal game against Sweden where they basically, Rapinoe comes on as a substitute and helps the U.S. directly or indirectly score that equalizing goal, but then she gets subbed out. So essentially, you burned a substitution on that. And quite frankly, a World Cup or an Olympics should not be a spring training game or a friendly game to get a player back to his or her level of play. Ellis got away with it last year at the Women's World Cup with Alex Morgan. And there's no doubt about it that Morgan was stronger by the end of the tournament and was more of a force. But different situation. We could tell that Rapinoe just did not have the stamina to go more than a half hour in a match. And unless you're really overwhelming favorites, that's not going to work. And I agree with you that Jill Ellis' future has to be placed in doubt. And that's a decision that Sunil Gulati and other members of the U.S. Soccer Board of Directors have to take very seriously. Before you replace her, make sure you have someone who can take her place. You know, just don't throw the baby out with the dirty bathwater. Make sure you have someone who is capable of taking over. And they have to answer some serious questions over the next several weeks.
Joe?
Mike, just going back a little bit to Hope Solo and Carly Lloyd. You know, it's I have two questions for you. First, do you believe that Hope Solo was influenced by all the boos that she got? Based on the statement she made with the Zika thing, that's number one. And secondly, and most importantly, I think that she had a bad game, no doubt about it. I never seen her let the ball go between her legs and stuff like that, which it happened to every goalies one time or another. Okay. So my question to you is this. Do you think that Hope Solo is, all the achievement that she got and how well she carried out for one stupid remark that she made, now she's going to lose her job and whatever, she's going to be dropped out. And secondly, Carly Lloyd's performance, didn't miss her up?
Hope Solo, did the booze affect her? Possibly. You know, she might say one thing and do the next or think the next. She's getting to an age, 35 right now. She'd be 38 for the Women's World Cup in 2016, which goalkeepers tend to get better as they're older. But I'd like to see some of the younger goalkeepers get a chance now, just because there's been too much of Hope Solo on and off the field, and we don't have to get into the off-the-field stuff, but there's a lot of baggage there. Carly Lloyd, you know, I'm starting to see for many players internationally, men and women, there seems to be a ceiling of some time in their 30s where they can make a major, major impact. And I'm not seeing that Carly Lloyd is any way washed up, but can she make the same impact in future World Cups, because she's obviously not going to get any younger. Still a great player, but can she do it over a short period of time at that level of play, which has gotten much more difficult over the last 5 and 10 years? As Andrew said, the world has caught up to the United States. So those are some tough questions that whether it's Jill Ellis or the next U.S. coach are going to have to ask themselves, and some tough decisions to be made about one of the greatest players in U.S. soccer history.
And that's, we'll have to leave it there. Michael, thank you so much, as always, for your insightful comments. And we'll get back talking about MLS and the Red Bulls and New York City FC on next week's show.
My pleasure.
Have a good rest of your holiday.
Good night, Mike.
I will. I'll be back in time to the NYCFC Galaxy game on Saturday. Don't worry.
Should be a good one. Thanks a lot. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thanks to Michael and Dick Howard, as always, and Christian Valesky from the Rhinos. Casey Nucci setting up that interview. Rhinos home Saturday against Pittsburgh. 6 p.m. 454 kick or rhinosoccer.com. The Flash against Houston Dash with Carly Lloyd. Next Saturday, 7 p.m., Project Pink Match, 271-KICK, WNYFlash.com. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL, and Dick Howard as well up in Toronto. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass once again here on WYSL, 92.1 FM at 1040 AM, and live on the web at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com.
One note,
good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.